Blog Talk Radio. I shall never love another.
And stand by me all the while.
And stand by me all the while.
Happiness with the heart
ache. With happiness with the heart
ache. And you go through life wearing a smile.
Go through life wearing a smile.
Oh, how
we will be.
We the commandments of love.
To the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I am Abu Tom, the American fundamentalist. I put the fun in fundamentalism. Some nights I'll depress you when you find out what's really going on in this country. But my title for the show tonight is Bring Us All Together, Big Daddy Trump. Trump warned us last night about losing the Supreme Court for 100 years. Trump reminds us every town hall that the medium sucks and can't be trusted. And that was a phone call from Jimmy from Brooklyn. He's listening to a guy on WOR broadcasting from Israel. I can't remember his name, but he's saying that Yasser Arafat had a plan when he was alive to detonate two car bombs in New York City. So you can see we're still on the top priority list here. And the press covered it up. The press is no good. I hate press. The press gets me depressed. And here's another example. What happened to the coverage of the 16-1 shootdown of unarmed Lavoy Finicum, a grandpa ambushed and shot in the face after he was dead? He walked away from his vehicle to protect those inside from being shot also. His hands were in the air. How did he get shot in the face? When I saw him go down in the snow, he had been shot in the side, and he reached over to feel the bullet hole, and they said he was going for a gun, and a guy ran up behind him and shot him in the back. Yeah. Wonderful. It's your government in action, comrade. And don't blame it on the Nazis and Hitler. Blame it on Stalin and the Democrats. Once people realize that we are living in a communist-controlled country, everybody will close their eyes and clam up because they don't want to be next. Do you realize how vulnerable Trump's holdings are to Muslim terrorists? When he stands up there and says, deport him, when he stands up there and says, don't let him in, all his holdings become targets, like the Mumbai Hotel. He must really love this country to stick his neck out. Oh, he's really not sticking his neck out. Hillary is sticking her neck out. She took fire in Afghanistan. Yeah, her and Geraldo. Geraldo says, look, we're taking fire. And then the camera slipped and his brother was throwing pebbles. Yeah, Geraldo, when he broadcasts, he's in the middle of a hurricane. The camera pulls back and you can see the shower curtain. And he's wearing a shower cap. Geraldo, the NBC mole at Fix News. Yeah. Once people realize we're living in a communist-controlled country, everybody will clam up. And if Trump's holdings get hit, and the first bomb goes off, look for Hitlery in a burqa leaving the scene of the crime. Fix News will cover it up. How stupid can Fix News be? They were at the top of the ratings game and had a great base, and they threw it all away when they staged the assassination of El Trumpo. Megan Behar Stern Kelly showed her true bad taste brown colors when she took on Trump. She was the candidate. It failed, and Fix News lost their fair and impartial credibility. It used to be, we report, you decide. Now they're saying is, we distort, you deride. This last debate, she did it again. For Kasich, they had softball questions like, how high is the corn in Ohio? How high is the corn on your party platform? For Super Gringo El Trumpo, they had charts, they had graphs, and communion pictures. Is it true, Mr. Trump, that you started your shoeshine business with 2 pennies you stole out of a customer's loafers? I wonder how many brownie points the staff can pile up in one day just bashing Trump in a very nice way. He was in the Klan. He was in the Mafia. He filed bankruptcy. Let's go to the videotape. Look at this. Here he is in the second grade, putting gum under his seat. If Rubio loses Florida, it's Vaya con Dios time. I like Cruz, but I don't like to lose. We will lose 10% of the rhinos with Trump, and we'll pick up 30% light bulb Democrats who just woke up thanks to Trump. And he'll pull more blacks and Latinos than anyone. So put that in your crack pipe and smoke it.
Oh, not as bright.
Here's a blog reply taken from the Tea Party Command Center. And the question is, will the GOP RNC force a brokered convention? And this is what one gentleman said. His name is Rocky. They will do it if they see no other way to get rid of Trump. How far they will go to destroy Trump is hard to say. They are desperate and getting more so every day. Even another Vince Foster would not surprise me at this point. I saw pictures of Vince Foster, and I don't know if they're doctored or not, but, you know, he supposedly committed suicide. Well, the picture shows the second bullet in his neck. Oh, he missed the head. And then he shot himself in the neck, and then he shot himself in the head. You know, there's a few stories we'll never get the answer to until we're in heaven and we ask our maker. But I think the Democrats are in trouble. But anyway, another Vince Foster would not surprise me, the guy says. Heart attack, auto accident, anything. They have fought long and hard to get to this point that they're at least 60 years of work and planning to dumb down Americans to the point they would not only elect something like Obama, they even re-elected him. Both political parties had a hand in this, which explains who they have joined forces to annihilate Trump. Yeah, it's the demo camos, it's the rhino rats, and it's the dirty, lousy, rotten, stinking media. Let it be me.
I bless the day.
I threw out this a little conversation piece on one of the blog nets, and this is what I said. Those who want to take your guns away intend to kill you. And then I plugged a show that I did called Getting Sentimental Over Trump. And then I asked the question, did you ever see the rhinos and the media join together with the communists to take out Trump? And I got one response. Now, this guy fails all of the grammar tests, but I love his point. And you know what? I don't care. I don't care if he wrote in charcoal. You know, he's all in caps. And I do caps a lot. And I do that to infuriate the brainwashed. Caps is shouting. Well, I'm shouting. Yeah. And besides, I'm a captain. Yeah. So here's what JS says. They're all effing sick bastards. We all have to stick together and hold on to our hardware and wait until the time comes. Any American gives up their guns or whatever is giving up their family freedom and possibly their lives. Folks, that's the bottom line. It tells you right in our Constitution, Second Amendment, we have to be very strong on this subject. And all a united thanks. God bless America. And then he has six separate lines. Donald Trump, 2016. I'm going to start doing Donald Trump 2017, 2018, 2019. Why stop at 2016? El Trumpo. I sent him some suggestions. They're very good. I can't tell you what they are because if he picks up on it, I want to know it came from me. But they're very good. And if he picks up on them, he's going to pick up 10 points in the polls. They're very good, I got to tell you. And it all has to do with beating the commos to the punch. Okay, we're going to give you a certain smile from a guy named Johnny Mathis. I was sad to see Carson leave. Carson is the the epitome of a good African-American who puts America first. And I was disappointed that he didn't get support from black churches. I don't know why, but the black churches are the only ones left. I'm not talking about Al Sharpton's church or Jesse Jackson's church or Louis Farrakhan's church of the Golden Dollar. Yeah, and Reverend Wright's black liberation theology. That's all communist, you know. That's all communist propaganda. That's where they got schooled. But I was disappointed because the small black churches are the ones that are getting hammered daily. They're watching their parishioners overdose. They're watching their parishioners go to jail. And you know what? It's not their parishioners, because the ones that don't go are the ones that get into trouble. But I wish that they had come to Carson's aid. I wish that black Democrats had come to Carson's aid. How can you sit in a party that won't even let you up on the platform? They gave you Obama. That's all you're getting. They gave you Obama phone. That's all you're getting. What's wrong, man? Can't you see the handwriting on the wall? It is really sad. I felt sorry for Carson, and I felt that Obama ruined his chances. Because the word that's whispered and not shouted is no more Obamas. And they're talking about color. It's sad. It's really sad. The racist label has gotten used one too many times. And I'm tired of watching demonstrations, Black Lives Matter, and they're pushing all the heavy black guys to the front, and you look in the back and it's a little skinny white communist that's running the deal. Wake up, guys. You're being used. Look at who's behind you and pushing you into the firing line. It is really sad. But I'm not here to talk race tonight. I am a racist. My favorite race is the Kentucky Derby. I like to wear the big hats and dress up like a woman. Today, I'm not going to start. But anyway, you know what we need? We need to come together in a church. That's what we need to do.
I don't care how many contemporary songs they make. I love old school gospel.
I need a hand.
I need a church.
Yes, we do.
Oh, I can pray this name. Hand clapping, foot stomping. Church, oh, I can pray this name. I've got to get to the altar to leave my burdens there. I need a church where I can pray this name.
Come on, baby.
I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
Come on, hands.
Church, oh, I can pray this.
Jesus lives in me. Oh, I'm glad. That's good God Almighty.
That's a 4-minute tune. I don't want to bore you. If you're an atheist, you may get the runs. Running out the door. You know, when they do this crap, this communist crap, oh, somebody passed away. Let's have a moment of silence. You know what that is? That's a muzzle. That's a muzzle on religion. They don't want, they're saying, you might offend somebody who wants to destroy this country. And we don't want to offend anybody that wants to burn the flag, destroy the national anthem. We don't want to hurt anybody like Obama's feelings. Yeah. You know what? When they call for a moment of silence, they should play this right away. We need a church. And it should be all hallelujahs. So, what's the chance of that happening? 1,000,000 to 1. My throat. Tune's name is Afro Blue. Thank you. Okay, we're back. One of the saddest things I heard Dr. Carson say was that he had never been audited by the IRS in his whole life until he spoke at a prayer breakfast that irritated Obama bin Laden, and he was immediately audited. So I dedicate this to Dr. Carson. It's my abracadabra song. And don't think it can't happen to you, comrade.
I heat up, I can't cool down. IRS got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. My 501c, nobody knows. Every time I submit a name, it heats up like a burning flame. Tea party names flame that fire. The FBI taps my wire. Abracadabra. They're going to reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra. 3 years now to get approved. IRS agents on my roof. Asking questions like who I know. What's my religion and church I go. They look for buzzwords like conservative speak. How many members in the Catholic League? Abracadabra. Abracadabra. They're going to reach out and grab ya. A committee is formed to check out crime. Loaded with democracies who stall for time. Steve Miller denies and sings the blues. He know nothing, only sees the news. I see discrimination in their eyes. They're going after the Christian guys. Just when you think they're going away, another audit come today. Abracadabra, abracadabra, they want to reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra. No one knows the next in command. They could not run a lemonade stand. Abandoned troops on land and sea. Arrest everyone who wants more tea. Kill the kids before they see. Sell taxable dope to you and me. At this rate, we'll be free. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab you. Abracadabra. The hearing time, the Dems are slowing. A lot of BS they be throwing. If you catch a czar, they are outgoing. The rest of us are getting a lot of snowing. Abracadabra. They're gonna reach out and grab you.
We're back. We're back. Let's see what else we got to give you tonight. Let me see what Alabama sounds like.
Thank you.
Okay. It's 4 minutes. I like to do 2 minute tunes. I like that tune. It's very nice. Here's 39 seconds. Along came Trump.
I popped down in my easy chair and turned on channel 2. A bad gunslinger named Harry Reid was chasing poor sweet Sue. He trapped her in an old sawmill and he said with an evil laugh, if you don't give me the deed to your ranch, the BLM will steal your land and I get half. And then he grabbed her, and then he tied her up, and then he passed bad legislation. And then along came Trump, deal-making Trump, hard-hitting Trump, fast-talking Trump. Along came America's hero, Donald Trump. Commercial came on, and so I got up to get myself a snack. You should have seen what was going on by the time that I got back. Down in Benghazi, trapped Americans were having fits. The Al-Qaeda Democrats said, death to America, we'll blow them all to bits. And then the boys called 911. Hillary answered the phone. She said, the president's in bed. You're on your own. She left them to die. Amen. And it wasn't even 3 a.m. We could have used El Trumpo, deal-making Trump, fast-talking Trump, hard-hitting Trump, America's hero, Donald Trump. I got so bugged, I turned it off and turned on the NBC show. But there was the same old bull shoot 'em up and the same communist rodeo. Comrade Obama was trying to stuff an Arab in a burlap sack. He said, your video is my out, and to jail you're going back. And then he grabbed him, and then he called his DOJ. He said, keep him under wraps, now take that slime away. Don't let anyone hear what he has to say. But then along came Trump, deal-making Trump, hard-hitting Trump, fast-talking Trump. Along came America's hero, Donald Trump. So American boys and girls, the lesson for today is do not let the communists take your guns away. We need to be great again in strength and in extra pay. Only Donald Trump can save the USA.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first. Who's on the hill and who's watching the valley? Who's in charge of it all? God bless the army and God bless our liberty. That comes the rest of it all.
Him in his position of backing away. Freedom is stuck in reverse.
Let's get out of Iraq, get back on the track, and let's rebuild America first. Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it the most. You think I'm blowing smoke? Boys, it ain't no joke. I make 20 trips a year from coast to coast.
In the 50s, one out of five songs, rock and roll songs, had gotten them. How many have them today? All you're getting is the SOS. And it doesn't mean save our ship. It means the same old Shiite. Here's an example of what I'm talking about.
Answer me, Lord above, just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose my love. Please answer me, oh Lord. She was mine yesterday. I believe that love was here to stay. Won't you tell me where I've gone astray? Please answer me, oh Lord. If she's happier without me, don't tell her I care. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you. Please answer me, oh Lord. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you.
I'm looking at a tune here called The Battle Cry of Freedom. And I've heard it once, I think. I think it's a rebel tune. Let me see what it sounds like. Thank you.
For the dear old flag I died, said the wounded drummer boy. Mother, press your lips to mine, oh, they bring me peace and joy. 'Tis the last time on earth I shall ever see your face. Mother, take me to your heart, let me die in your embrace. For the dear old flag I died, Mother, dry your weeping eyes. For the honor of our land and the dear old flag I died. Do not mourn, my mother dear, every pang will soon be home. For I hear the angel band calling from their starry shore. Now I see the banners wave in the light of perfect day. Though this heart depart with you, yet I would not wish to stay. For the dear old flag I died, Mother, dry your weeping eye. For the honor of our land and the dear old flag I die.
In a lonely grave unknown lies the heart that beats so true. He sang faint and hungry among the famished brave, and they laid him sad and lonely within his nameless grave. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given for the faded coat of blue. And just a little crumb, and my mother, she will bless you through all the years to come. Oh, tell my sweet sister, so gentle, good and true, that I'll meet her up in heaven in my faded coat of blue. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given for a faded coat of blue. Yet my heart with startling beat, with each footfall at my door, I gaze on the hill where he waved a last adieu. But no gallant lad I see in his faded coat of blue. No more the bugle in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given for a faded coat of blue.
That's our show for tonight. God bless you, everybody, and keep you safe.